The murder of a social worker in a Revere group home earlier this year continues to raise questions about the care of the mentally ill in Massachusetts. Deshaun James Chappelle, a schizophrenic with a criminal record, is charged with brutally murdering 25-year-old social worker Stephanie Moulton while the two were alone at the group home in January. Moulton's family members will be at a state house hearing today, pushing for increased safety measures for social workers. Also today, Chappelle's family will be in court, arguing he's too mentally ill to stand trial. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
It will likely be an emotional statehouse hearing today when Stephanie Moulton's mother, Kimberly Flynn, asks lawmakers to approve what's known as Stephanie's Law. At a rally over the weekend, Flynn explained that the measure would require the state to equip social workers with so-called panic buttons, essentially emergency call buttons that they could wear around their necks to summon 911.
The reason why this was such a big issue with me is the day that we had my daughter's wake. There was girls coming in, introducing themselves as members of staff that worked with Stephanie. And they were all 5 feet tall and weighed 100 pounds. And that was my daughter. And the back of my hair stood up. And the first thing I said was, no other mother can ever be pulled into a police station and sat down and told that this happens.
Police told Flynn that her daughter was beaten and stabbed and her body dumped in a church parking lot. The man accused of the murder is Deshaun James Chappelle, a resident of the group home where Moulton worked.
My daughter Stephanie just got engaged. She was just about to get married. The night before she died, she finally found her wedding dress. And what happened to her is just, it's horrendous. And we'll never know what happened in that place.
Moulton, the first in her family to graduate from college, had a bachelor's degree in social work. That gained her an entry-level position with the North Suffolk Mental Health Association, the company that runs the group home in Revere. It's one of the largest behavioral health care providers in Massachusetts. Moulton was earning just over $14 an hour, which is a higher-than-average salary for most social workers in group homes in the state. Chappelle had been at the Revere Group home for just a few weeks before the murder. His lawyer, Jeff Karp, says with a long history of mental illness that included several psychiatric hospitalizations, Chappelle fell through the cracks.
I believe that the evidence will show that he wasn't treated to the full ability or capacity that they had at that particular center.
Chappelle began showing symptoms of schizophrenia about 8 years ago when he was 19. Since then, he's accumulated a long criminal and mental health record. Both advocates for social workers and for the mentally ill say this case points to a failure in the mental health system.
Both families have had a horrible tragedy.
Toby Fisher is a policy specialist with the Service Employees International Union. It represents about a third of the mental health workers in Massachusetts. He's pushing for several safety measures for workers and for clients.
It isn't just Stephanie's family. It's really Yvette, who's the mother of the accused killer, and their entire family, because they've really, for all practical purposes, have lost their son. And, you know, maybe this could be avoided. And I'll never know whether this could or could not have been avoided, but I certainly think that both families would agree that at that particular day, Stephanie shouldn't have been alone with this man.
The state says it provides services to 19,000 people with serious mental illness. There are just over 600 psychiatric hospital beds in Massachusetts. So much of the care of the severely mentally ill is done by private companies like the North Suffolk Mental Health Association. Federal officials fined the company $7,000 for safety violations after Moulton's death. A state task force recently released a report calling for increased staff and resources for the entire mental health system.
The system is broken. The mental health system is broken.
Lori Martinelli, executive director of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill in Massachusetts, says budget cuts have negatively affected mental health care.
The budget's going down as the need is going up. So it's going in the wrong direction.
Martinelli says State Department of Mental Health funding is down $60 million from what it was 3 years ago. 2 years ago, the department cut a quarter of its case managers. Those are people who oversee clients and their treatment. State officials, though, say that Massachusetts, like all states, has faced unprecedented fiscal problems, but they say the department continues to provide quality mental health care. In fact, the last time a state mental health worker was killed by a client in Massachusetts was before the severe budget cuts. In 2008, Deruhi Madian was stabbed while visiting her client, 19-year-old Thomas Belanger, who's charged with her murder. Madian's supervisor was Skip Stuck. He's CEO of Family Continuity, a group that provides outpatient mental health services across the state. Since Madian's death, Stuck has been working on improving mental health worker training. He says budget cuts do affect mental health treatment, but workers overall are safe.
Whenever there's a high-profile injury or death, it's easy for the public and easy for us all to look at that as, you know, oh my gosh, you know, things are getting worse and worse. In fact, we do hundreds and hundreds of home visits every week. My agency serves 5,000 to 6,000 clients a year. It's unclear to me that things are getting worse, but it's also unclear to me that things are necessarily getting better.
The state task force convened after Moulton's death said that years of budget cuts have affected care and that some staff are not working in safe conditions. Kimberly Flynn has filed a wrongful death lawsuit that alleges several mistakes led to her daughter's death.
Everybody keeps telling me, you know, that I don't look angry, but you know what, we had our feelings, well. But I really want to be screaming that these people actually killed my daughter. You know, they all did. They all, I mean, they're just as guilty as he is. I mean, everybody is. I mean, the mistakes. And we're all angry, but we have to keep it in for Stephanie.
After her testimony at the Statehouse today, Flynn will go to court for a status hearing for Chappelle. His trial is scheduled for April of next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.